The Gemara in Horayot, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Bet, talks about different things that a person can do which can cause him to forget his learning. Now we know that the memory in our generation is already deficient. So therefore we cannot afford to add any extra weakness in our memory abilities. One of those items, the Gemara says, is af hameniyah kelav tachat merashotav, that somebody that puts his vessels underneath his head and lies on it. Now she says, what does it mean, kelav? Now she explains, malbushav, which would simply mean a person takes one of his clothes, folds it up into like a pillow, puts it behind his head, and lies on it. So that causes somebody to forget their learning. This is brought down, lahalakha, by the Mishnah Berura, in Siman Bet, Seif Katan Bet. The Ben Ish Chai also brings it in Parashat Pinchas, in Shana Sheniya, in Halakha Yud Zayin. Now, the poskim do, however, make a few qualifications. That's only talking about where he's lying on it directly, where there's nothing separating. But if there's something separating in between, it's okay. For example, a person is traveling, so he has his luggage, so now he's in the airport, and his flight's delayed, and he wants to lie down in the airport, so he takes his luggage, and he puts his head back, and he leans on the luggage, even though there's clothes in there. But since the luggage is being mafsik, it's separating, so therefore, he does not have a problem. Furthermore, the question would be, let's say a person is wearing a sweatshirt, and in the back of it, it has a hood. So a person wants to lie back, and he's lying back, and he's leaning on that garment. So halakha says, so long as the garment is on the person, there is no problem. It's only talking about where it's off the person. That's what's brought down as well in the Sefer called Sefer HaZikaron, that when the clothes are on him, it's batel to him. It becomes part of him, and therefore it's not considered a problem on this over here. Last but not least, Hacham Avadya writes in Yabi HaOmer that the only time you have to be concerned about losing your memory when you do these things is if it's done on a consistent level. We mean it's ragil, where you're accustomed to do it. But if it's done once in a while, so then already one does not have to be concerned about forgetting his memory. Yesh omrim derakesh ragil asot kin kasher l'shecha v'yesh chalkin. And some argue on this, because really if you look in the Gemara doesn't say over here haragil. It just says five things cause a person to forget his learning. It doesn't say something that is accustomed. So therefore it's proper to suspect that those opinions, again especially that memory is a very, very fragile thing that we have in our lives, and therefore we want to do everything to enhance it. Therefore one should try not to sleep or put his head rest on any of his garments. Sometimes the people take off their shoes. They put their shoes behind their heads, they tie them up, and they lie on it just to prop up their head, or whatever it may be. Should not be done.